answering people's questions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, answering people's questions. Do we love answering people's questions? We think people's questions must be answered, and we think we're the ones who must answer them. What is the question that most people ask us? Most people ask us the simple question, who am I? Who are you? Why are we here? What is our purpose in life? Where are we going? Do you have to answer people's questions? Not at all. Do you have to tell people why you're here? Not at all. Do you have to know intellectually why you're here? Not at all. Is there anything in the world that would require you or me to answer another person's questions as to why we exist? And the answer is not at all. Why is it then that people ask these questions? Why do we ask these questions of ourselves? Why do we want to know why we're here, where we're going, what we're doing, and all that sort of good stuff? Why do we want to know that? Well, we want to know that primarily because we are not listening within. Your mother and your father and your family and your world has told you from the beginning, oh, aren't you wonderful? You are so sweet. You are so lovely. You are so good. And then we do something naughty, and they say, oh, you're naughty. You're naughty. And then we do something foolish. Oh, you're foolish. And we soon forget what we were told from the beginning of our life on this planet. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Why do we forget that we are wonderful? Why do we forget, and why do we feel we have to tell people that we're wonderful? Why do we feel that we have to demonstrate to people that we are wonderful? Why do we feel that way? Well, we do. We feel intimidated by the world around us because we haven't done one simple thing: to know that the world around us is the expression of our thought. The world around us is the expression of just who we don't have to tell people why we're here and what we're doing and why they're here and why they're what they're doing. That's none of our business. That's none of our business. Our business here is to be and to do. Just to be and to do. To be what? To be whatever comes to our mind to be. Now, what comes to our mind to be is to be lovely, beautiful, worthwhile things. We want the best. We want the finest. We want the happiest. We want the most joyful. We want everything that is delightful and good. That's what we want, really, we do. We don't want unhappiness. We don't want sadness. We don't want things that are not making the world a better place, as far as we understand. We only want what makes our lives fulfilled and good. And we don't want that. We don't want that. We are that. We are that which makes the world better and fulfilled, which makes life fulfilled, which makes our world just so grand, which makes us feel so good, tickly and tingly and just wonderful inside. Now, we'd like to do that 24 hours of the day. That's right, we would. And we are doing that 24 hours a day. However, whenever we allow our attention to be dissuaded from what we know to be the truth about us, then we appear not to do that. And I say appear because that's only a relative appearance. It's a very real appearance. It's a very significant appearance. It touches us. But we also can be untouched by it. All that it takes is a little training to always stand firm and say, I know that I know, and I like myself, and all is good. All that it takes is living the principle. Living the principle in the way you want to live it. Not letting the principle live you. Not letting appearances say, oh, look at me, I'm an appearance. Believe in me, I'm an appearance. And pretty soon that appearance is something that is our belief because we think it's real. The only thing real in this life, in this world, is us. The only thing real in this world of our experiences is us. The only thing real that makes any difference at all in our life is us. Now, who is that us? What is that us? How are we going to demonstrate that us to its highest and most wonderful experience? It's just by realizing every thought I think is a thought that I choose to experience in my life. I don't choose to experience thoughts of limitation. I choose to experience thoughts of abundance. I choose to experience emotions of happiness. I choose to experience the delight in every way in my life. And I don't only have the choice to experience it. I am it. I am that which I have the choice to experience. I am living that which I have the choice to experience. I am being that which I have the choice to experience. That's all that I am. Nothing more is, nothing more matters, nothing more makes any difference at all. I am that I have the choice to experience. You are what you have the choice to experience. Do you want to experience that? If you want to experience it, claim it, name it, enjoy it, and realize that it not only is a choice, it is your reality now as it is mine. And I don't have to explain to anybody. I don't have to answer anybody's questions because they look at me and they see a living example of what I believe about myself, what I believe about my world, what I am. And there are no questions. There is only the reality of what I believe. What you believe is so pictured out in your world that everyone knows. What I believe, no one has to ask any questions about it. It's very obvious who and what I am. And it is good, and very good. This is what life's all about. This is what you're all about. And this is what makes the difference. I love you. I love you. I love you.